Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
Our reading this morning is from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 4, verses 26 through 32. Let's go to God in prayer. God, bless us to hear your word, that our ears, hearts, and minds would be open to what you have to say to us. We pray in the name of the Christ. Amen. I invite you now to listen for God's word for you. Jesus also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The kingdom of God has come near. That's what John the Baptist came on the scene preaching. We read about it every year at the beginning of Advent. And then the kingdom of God came very near. The kingdom of God was and is present in and through Jesus, right here on earth. The kingdom is here. But where? Where is it, really? I've looked around, and I can't find any castles with drawbridges and moats. If there's a kingdom here, surely we've got some big castles or palaces. And what about the royalty? Where are the kings and queens, princes and princesses? As a parent, I've seen quite a few princesses around my house, the Disney kind anyway. But what about this kingdom of God that Jesus talked about? What is this kingdom that even Jesus seems to struggle for a comparison? Jesus says, what can we compare it to? Okay, perhaps a mustard seed. It's such a tiny thing, he tells them. Now really, they already knew this. In his parables, Jesus used examples that his listeners would understand. They knew a mustard seed was tiny, even if we don't have such an immediate connection with it as the original audience did. And those who heard Jesus' message that day probably agreed immediately. If they were part of the kingdom, then that mustard seed comparison was pretty accurate, because Jesus' little band of followers were pretty small and insignificant. They must have looked at themselves in comparison to the Roman Empire and all the forces at the command of the emperor. He could wipe out this band of followers of Jesus in minutes. So yeah, Jesus, this kingdom is pretty small, just like that mustard seed. They could have then have gone home pretty downtrodden, discouraged about the tiny size of this kingdom of God in which they were somehow a part. Why did Jesus make that comparison? It seems like it would just make the disciples feel depressed. But of course, we know that Jesus went on. He says that like a mustard seed, this tiny, tiny mustard seed, because that small, they are like that small mustard seed, because that smallest of the seeds becomes a great shrub with large branches that the birds can make nests in. Jesus is telling them that yes, they are small. Yes, they appear to be insignificant to the world, but just wait. This tiny seed is going to grow and grow and become something spectacular. And so we have this parable about how the kingdom is like a mustard seed, starting out very small and growing into something quite large. This parable is recorded not only in Mark, where we read it today, but also in Matthew and Luke. In each account, this mustard plant just seems to get a little bigger and bigger. In Mark's account of the parable, the mustard seed grows and becomes a really large shrub with branches big enough for birds to make nests. In Matthew and Luke, that greatest of shrubs actually becomes a tree for the birds. This tiny seed becomes a great and mighty tree. And that, Jesus has been telling them, that is what the kingdom of God is like. So if we want to be big and mighty like a tree, we've just got to wait a while, let that tiny seed start growing and growing, and eventually it will be a tree that the birds can build nests in. That's what the kingdom is like. Except that I don't think that's really the point Jesus was trying to get across. Now, I do think that some of that has come true. That band of disciples that Jesus had as followers has become the world's largest religion with somewhere around 2.3 billion followers. From tiny, tiny roots has come a very large church, and that is to be celebrated. But I don't know if that's what Jesus was saying to his disciples that day. You see, they knew better than we do that mustard seeds don't actually grow into large trees. Jesus was employing a bit of hyperbole here. Mustard plants are actually annuals, and the highest that they grow is about 4 feet tall. This was not a plant that most people wanted to grow anyway. It was an invasive weed. It's described in some places as an aggressive annual weed. This was not a plant that people wanted growing in their gardens. No farmer would plant a mustard seed because soon they wouldn't have a garden. They'd just have a really large mustard plant. The Roman nobleman Pliny said of the mustard plant, "It grows entirely wild, and when it has been sown, it is scarcely possible to get the place rid of it." For those of us from the South, I think a pretty good comparison to this mustard seed with which we may not be that familiar is kudzu. For those who may not know, this is a picture of kudzu on the screen. Kudzu is a vine that grows and grows along the sides of the roads in the South. It was brought to the U.S. and placed along the sides of roadways to keep the steep banks from eroding. It has done that job and plenty more, growing and expanding, and it is almost impossible to remove. Kudzu has a few nicknames, including mile-a-minute vine and the vine that ate the South. Now that is what I think Jesus was talking about. Not really that this tiny mustard seed might grow up into a tall tree. Not really that this tiny kingdom of God might be a tall tree. But I think the bigger issue for Jesus was that this tiny mustard seed would spread and spread and grow in width and breadth, more so than in height. Jesus was telling his disciples that the kingdom of God was not like the kingdoms of this earth with their hierarchies. It was not really going to be one that would grow up and up. It was a kingdom that would grow outward, spreading forth in a way that's wild and unpredictable and almost impossible to remove. Shane Claiborne talks about it in his book, The Irresistible Revolution. He says, "The Jesus Revolution is not a frontal attack on the empires of this world. It is a subtle contagion, spreading one little life at a time." That's what God's kingdom is like. In fact, there are those who suggest we drop the word kingdom because of all that connotes of earthly rulers and power, castles and royalty. They suggest we use the word kingdom to connote that we are family. The kingdom of God is growing like a family, spreading wider and wider. It reminds me of the way that our own earthly families grow with family gatherings, including more and more people as there are marriages and births and adoptions. God's family, God's kingdom is growing like that. For this world doesn't really need more huge palaces surrounded by moats and drawbridges. It needs more of this contagious mustard seed-like growth. This wild, unpredictable growth that spreads and spreads and you're scarcely able to get rid of it. That's what we need more of. We need more of us telling our friends, coworkers, and neighbors about this contagious love we found in the kingdom of Jesus. Not a kingdom spread with warfare and crusades, but a kingdom that spreads little by little, further and further, spreading God's love everywhere it goes. One more thing about mustard plants. They're not orderly and controlled, but rather go where they please. That's something else to be said about God's kingdom. often the church has tried its best to control things, to want to shape things so that they're just the way we want them. We, as part of our long Presbyterian heritage, value order and control. And so often we try to maintain that order with a strong sense of the right way to do things. At the same time, another part of us rebels against that order, trying to let the Spirit move and go where it would. We want to be orderly and dignified and in control, but sometimes we want to just let the Spirit move in us. Both are needed. But I think Jesus was speaking today to that freer side of us. He was telling us that the kingdom of God grows like a mustard plant, like kudzu. It's not something we can control. It's disorderly and chaotic. And part of us is going to want to rebel against that. But I think Jesus is telling us we've got to learn to let go sometimes. We've got to learn to let the Spirit go where it will and the mustard plant grow where it will. The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, tiny and ordinary, but bursting with potential. Once it starts growing, watch out, because we never know where the Spirit is going to lead and just where that mustard plant is going to grow. So may we allow God's love to work in and through each of us so that God's kingdom may grow ever wider and wider in God's love. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.